This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Monday, April 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're here in Orlando, Florida, covering storage networking world from start to finish. Subscribe at snwspotlight.com or text the word SPARK to 72648. People were lining up to register for the conference this morning and making their way out to various tutorials. To kick off our coverage, we checked in with Derek Hulitsky, Vice President of Event Marketing and Conference Programs for Computer World, the organizer of Storage Networking World. He said there's a trap in the technology conference business, doing the same thing over and over again.
But at SNW, we don't do that. We try to keep the content as contemporary and fresh as possible. And one of the ways we're doing that with this particular SNW is by rolling out a new track called Tech Edge. Tech Edge is a place where attendees, end users, press, analysts, anyone can see what some of the latest technologies and newest developments there are within this industry.
Hulitsky outlines some other conference highlights, including tomorrow morning's opening visionary presentation,
which is Mark Showers, the Chief Information Officer of Monsanto, who will address in general sessions some of the challenges in storage as well as overall IT within a company like Monsanto. Our opening visionary presenter on Wednesday is Laura Campbell, who is the Chief Information Officer for the Library of Congress, obviously an organization that needs to store and archive for preservation a lot of material. So she needs to be on the cutting edge of storage, and our attendees will learn a great deal about how she does that.
LSI, Seagate, and IBM have been working to make changes in how data is protected in the enterprise data centers. With the announcement that Seagate is making available the world's first self-encrypting hard drive for data centers, Michael Johnson spoke with key executives at the three companies about this new technology shift, how it works, and why enterprise data center managers should know more about this next phase in enterprise security.
FDE, or full disk encryption, is at the foundation of the data security partnership between LSI, Seagate, and IBM. Sherman Black is Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Enterprise Compute Business at Seagate. And he says encrypting the hard drive is crucial to enterprise data security because
every drive at some point leaves the data center. And that can be for repurposing, it can be, you know, returned for service, or it can just be basic disposal. And, you know, being in our shoes, we get a lot of drives back. When we get those drives back, you'd be amazed at the amount of sensitive data that we find on those drives. And so there's numerous breaches of security that occurs each and every day when people remove drives out of their data centers. And if they have this technology embedded in their product, then they don't have to worry about it.
Adding to that security picture is the storage system that manages the encrypted drives. That's where LSI comes in.
We're the interface between the disk drive and the end user of the data.
Phil Bullinger, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Ingenio Storage Group at LSI.
The storage array fetches the drive authentication key from a key management system, and we use those keys to authenticate the drives. In other words, the authentication process unlocks the disk drive and enables normal operation. So the drive is expecting the authentication key from the storage system. Without that key, it will not transfer data. And so by the use of the authentication key and the way that we manage it in the storage system, we're assured that if the disk drive ever leaves the storage system, it's unusable.
And in addition to reducing the risk of a data breach, the use of full disk encryption is covered by safe harbor laws, meaning that if they're lost or stolen, no reporting to the public is necessary because the data on the drive is encrypted and secure.
So encrypting at the storage endpoint helps avoid the need for host-based encryption of the data and the concurrent drain on host performance that comes with that.
Bob Cancilla is Vice President of Disk Systems at IBM, where they've had a long history of encryption key management in the enterprise security space. Cancilla says that key management, paired with smart storage arrays and fully encrypted drives, carries associated security benefits.
It may allow the elimination of specialized encryption appliances and the associated complexity of managing another layer of devices within the storage network.
For SNW Spotlight, I'm Michael Johnson in Orlando.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Join us tomorrow morning as we start your day with a preview of the Tuesday keynote presentation by Claudine Simpson. Chief Technology Officer of LSI. The best way to be sure to join us is to go to SNW Spotlight and subscribe to the program, or text SPARK to 72648 to get updates on your mobile device. We'll be here every morning and evening with reports throughout the conference. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. Thanks for listening.